Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. U.S. senators voted overwhelmingly to debate a measure demanding U.S. troops leave Iraq by March 2008. This is a concern to Christians working there. Charles with Partners International in Northern Iraq says chaos will ensue. That could jeopardize their work, which is nothing short of amazing. They've helped start 3 schools and are now teaching predominantly Muslim children about Christ. Funding is needed to complete 1 more school. And 15 organizations have joined together to help the persecuted church. Open Doors USA, Voice of the Martyrs, and World Evangelical Alliance are just some of the groups that have joined to form the Religious Liberty Partnership. The network will meet annually to coordinate efforts, communicate the needs of the persecuted church, and pray together. They believe the suffering church can receive more relevant help than ever before. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Full-length interviews and other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.